Good morning.
Good morning. What an introduction. I've got a lot to live up to, I think.
Don't take it personally. What are we talking about today?
Look, I think the non-news cycle this week begins and ends with the democracy sausage.
Oh, that's harsh. But you're right. We did get so into it, didn't we?
I know. I mean, it was fun. It was fantastic. But is it news?
It's not.
The democracy sausage was well loved across news, across social media. But every time it just made me cringe. And potentially I'm just being a bit bitter because I didn't get a democracy sausage.
Oh, I think I understand early. Where this is going.
Yeah, I'm a bit upset. All these pictures of not only the democracy sausage, but the bake sales with the pun names, like the Bill Shortbread, the Jackie Lamingtons.
I liked that.
Richard Donatella Fudge.
I didn't see that one. That's great.
It was all over the news, and I was just at work, stewing, hungry.
Look, it did eat up a lot of our time, and you're right. Like, when even sort of, was it Twitter changed the automatic emoji from a voting box to a sausage in a bread, piece of bread?
I would not be surprised. It took over.
Yeah, it did. It did. All right, so we're calling that not news?
Yeah, democracy sausage. Wonderful, you know. But not news. But the second bit of non-news is actually linked in to the democracy sausage, and that is Bill Shorten made headlines for eating his sausage sizzle the wrong way.
Look, I've got to say, all right, it's not Tony eating a raw onion, but it did look odd.
It looked very strange, and it makes you wonder if he's ever been to a sausage sizzle before. It was very poor form, very poor form. So, I mean, you're right. Tony Abbott did eat a raw onion. Also, there's a fantastic photo of the former British Prime Minister David Cameron eating a hot dog with a knife and fork. There's a real tradition of politicians being unable to eat human food in the correct way. And I think I know why.
Why? Tell me.
Lizards.
We're going with lizard people?
Yep, lizard people. Bill Shorten, Tony Abbott, David Cameron.
Where is David Icke when we need him to talk to us more about lizard people and how they run the country? Maybe I'm on board. You're right. I could be on board with you on this.
I could fill the gap. I could just talk about lizards every week.
Yeah, that'd be great. The lizard segment.
So the third piece of non-news this week is also election-themed because we can't get enough of that at the moment. And that is this bizarre story coming out of Victoria where some of the team campaigning for Assistant Treasurer Kelly O'Dwyer allegedly bit a volunteer for the Greens.
I did hear very briefly about this. I was surprised that it came up very quickly and then disappeared out of, you know, my news feeds.
That's right. Well, it came on quite strong because I think when you clicked on it and you read the story and you realised, there's not actually much going on here, then it kind of faded out a bit. But basically the story is that some Greens campaigners were putting up flyers when allegedly a car pulled up with some Liberal campaigners. There was a scuffle and a Greens volunteer was bitten on the thumb.
Was it just a bit of confusion about when the sausage sizzle was supposed to be there? Was it a Bill Shorten-esque, thought he was biting into a sausage sizzle, turned out to be a Green supporter thumb? Could have happened to anybody?
It could very well be, but we won't know until the end of the Victorian police investigation, which has been launched into the issue.
Are you serious? That's amazing.
This is news.
Yeah, well, is it? What did we miss? What's been the big story?
Look, there's been a lot going on in the world that has been kind of pushed aside for all this news about the election. And I think one of the things that's really important that's going on at the moment is everything that's happening in Iraq.
Yeah.
So last night, the Chilcot report was finally released. It's taken 7 years to write. It's 2.9 million words long. It would take you 9 days to read. And it's an inquiry into the British and US and Australian invasion into Iraq in 2003.
And what did it find?
Well, it found that the democracy sausage was not shared around to former British Prime Minister Tony Blair. It's quite a damning report saying that the invasion wasn't necessary And even though it doesn't indict him in a war crime, it could potentially lead to legal action in the future.
That is amazing.
And this, I think, is really interesting because really this invasion set off a chain of events and the effects of it we're still seeing at the moment. So this week, there was a bombing in Baghdad claimed by ISIS that killed 225 people at a market. And ISIS began in the fallout of this bungled invasion in 2003.
It's an incredibly good point. And we're not talking about a lot of what we've seen out of Baghdad and other areas at the moment because it's not what we think of as terrorism, I think, over in the Western media. It's not against a Western country. It's internally and it's horrific. And if anything proves that ISIS are not speaking for the vast majority of Muslim people, it's got to be this.
Yeah, exactly. I completely agree. And I mean, it's happening so much at the moment. There was Baghdad this week, Saudi Arabia this week, Istanbul bombing last week. It's something that we should definitely be talking about.
A lot more. So we should be talking about that instead of perhaps the mop-up of the useless parts of the election that weren't actually very, very interesting at all.
I'd say so.
All right, Shane, thank you very much for coming in and walking us through Not the News. I think that was great. Really appreciate that.